Sugar Grove tournament. It'll be Grace Horsgen jumping against Jillian Green, and we're ready to get underway here. First round action, pink and white tournament, and Green wins the tip. Lady Scissors have the basketball. It'll be McWilliams to bring it up on the right side. McWilliams now up top, gives it to Green on the right side. She tries to drive the baseline. No. Shaylee Peterson in the lane. Peterson hits the jump. Lady Scissors are on top, 2-0 here in the ball game. And with basketball, that would be Wiseman. Wiseman gives it up to Horsigan. Now up top they go. That would be Cleeton. With the basketball is Farmer now. Wiseman on the right side. Ball on the floor. Ball. Green had it. And the Catholic defender fell on top of her, but they're going to call jump ball, so they'll give it to Catholic under the baseline. And it will be Wiseman to throw it in. And up top, and loose basketball finally being controlled by Cleeton. Cleeton will give it up to Horsigan. I'm sorry, folks, I can't pronounce that name. Grace Horsigan. We'll just call her Grace. How's that? All right. Catholic up top. That's Farmer. They'll go, Green knocks it out of bounds, down on the right side, so it will be Catholic ball right in front of the Lady Azusa bench. And it will be Wiseman to throw it in. 6:57 to go here in the first quarter. Azusa's up 2-0 in the ball game. And Zoe Scharnhorst gets her hands up, deflects the pass, and she'll go up and score, and she's fouled. Zoe Scharnhorst now for two. And the foul, see who that foul is going to be called on. I think it's going to be on Farmer. It is. Her first foul, first team foul on Catholic, and Scharnhorst the free throw line to shoot one, and she makes it. Scissors having a 5-0 lead here in the early going. Three-quarter court pressure, man-to-man by Lady Scissors. Wiseman gets it across the timeline. And Cleeton had it go off her hands, and Green gets the loose basketball. Here comes Green up the floor. She'll put it up, no good. Gets her own rebound, back up, no good. And here comes Catholic the other way. That'll be Wiseman. Wiseman all the way on the right side. Now she'll bring it back up top, try to get down the lane again. No, she doesn't. Three-pointer is going to be good by Farmer. And it's 5-3. Lady Scissors with the lead. Scharnhorst gets it to Green. He'll, and Shaylee Peterson will dive on the ball. Gets it to Lucy Hafer. Hafer has it knocked away. Catholic with some very active hands here in the early corner ball game. Scharnhorst up top of the basketball for the Lady Scissors. Over to Hafer on the left wing. Lucy Hafer. Goes inside, Shaylee Peterson, she'll turn, shot up, no good, gets the rebound, puts it back up. A lot of contact, Peterson goes down and no call. And here comes Catholic with the basketball. And that'll be Farmer. Farmer on the left wing, it's no good, Scharnhorst with the rebound. Here comes Lady Scissors, Scharnhorst kicks it out. Peterson and the three-pointer, no good, Scharnhorst gets it. Inside to Hafer, who will bring it out. They'll set up the offense now. Lady Scissors, Scharnhorst on the right wing. Peterson down the right corner. McWilliams now. And they'll go to Hafer. She'll pop the three from the left side. No good. And travel with the basketball on Catholic. Ashley Colson going to come into the ball game. Lucy Hafer will come out for the Lady Scissors. And Cleeton will come out as well. Fifth in for Catholic. Scharnhorst comes out as well. Zoe Shrub into the ball game for the Lady Scissors. And Colton. And we got a jump ball. And it's going to go to the Lady Scissors. So it'll be Shaylee Peterson to throw it in on the side. Peterson will give it to Colton. Back up top to McWilliams. 4:59 to go here in the first quarter, and it goes off the hands of Zoe Shrub and out of bounds. Turnover on the Lady Scissors. 4:56 to go first quarter, and Lady Ziz was up by 2, 5-3. Full court man-to-man pressure now. And it will be Phipps. Phipps will give it to Wiseman, and Wiseman will be the one to bring the ball up. Phipps now top of the key. Shot is up, no good. Peterson with the rebound. Gives it up to Green. Here come the Lady Zizzers pushing the basketball. Shrub on the right side. Tries to drive the baseline. Gets it to Cullen. Colton. And Ashley Colton with the basket for the Lady Zizzers. Her first points of the ball game. Farmer back to Phipps. Phipps across the timeline. Got a foul on Ashley Colton. That'll be her first team foul on the Lady Zizzers here in the ball game. Catholic will inbound to half court. And Farmer will get it in to Hine in the ball game. Hine up top. And Jillian Green just steals the basketball. She'll go the other end. Shot up. It's good. Green has her first basket of the ball game. Zizzers open up a 9-3 lead with 4 minutes to go first quarter. Farmer with the basketball. She'll bring it across the timeline. Excuse me. Got a frog in my throat. Hine with the basketball. She'll pull up for the jumper, partially blocked, and it is, well, Catholic had the basketball. And then Farmer threw it away. So it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Ashley Colton will give it to McWilliams. She'll bring it across the timeline. McWilliams on the right side. Shrub. She'll try to drive. Goes inside and scores. Zoe Shrub with her first points of the ball game. This is up 11-3. 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. Pip with the basketball on the right wing. Pip gives Wiseman. Wiseman on the right wing. Gives it up. And that would be Hine. Back up to Wiseman up top. Wiseman. Finally picks up a dribble up top. And it'll be Hine with the basketball trying to go down the lane. And we're going to get a blocking foul on Shaylee Peterson. Should have been a travel because Hine lost control of the basketball before she even got to Peterson. They're going to call that on Zoe Shrub, her first, second team foul. And the first free throw is no good for Hines. Lucy Hafer comes back in. Ashley Colton will come out for the Lady Zizzers. Second free throw for Hine is good. So Hine has her first point of the ball game. And it's 11-4, Lady Zizzers with the lead. 2:55 to go here in the first quarter. Peterson up top. Green in the lane. Jumper is no good. Rattled around and came out. And it'll be Phipps to bring the ball up the floor for Catholic. Hine over on the right wing. Wiseman now on the right wing. Shield was going to dribble up top. And with the basketball is Webster. Now the officials in the way. Now Hine with it. Hine gives it up to Webster. And now we've got a foul on West Plain. I believe that's Zoe Shrub. Zoe may have just picked up her second foul. It is. That's second on Zoe. Third team foul on Lady Zizzers. Delani Wahome will come in. Peterson out. Shrub goes out as Sharnhorst comes back in for the Lady Zizzers. And with the basketball is Webster. And Webster traveled with the basketball, and Jillian Green was right up there in good defensive position, putting some pressure on her. 2:21 to go here in the first quarter. McWilliams over to Sharnhorst. Sharnhorst on the right wing. Sharnhorst looking. Now she'll get to Lucy Hafer up top. Lucy on the left wing. Trying to get it inside to Wahome. And it's stolen by Wiseman. Here comes Catholic. Wiseman going to the basket. Missed the shot. Zoe Sharnhorst with the rebound. Up ahead, Jillian Green Jillian Green, easy layup. She's got four. Lady Zizzers up 13-4. Minute 50 to go first quarter. Phipps will bring it across the timeline. Phipps, top of the key. Back over. And let's see. That will be Hine now on the right side. Hine looking to drive. She'll kick it out. Phipps with it now. She'll drive. Now she wants to kick it out. Wiseman with it down the right corner. Wiseman up top. Hine's going to fire a long three. It's an air ball out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Ashley Colton is going to check back in. And we've got a timeout. Minute 19 to go first quarter. 13-4. Lady Zizzer's with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer basketball. 100.9 The Train.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Family O'Reilly Family Event Center on the campus of Drury University in Springfield. Pink and white tournament first round action. And the West Plains Lady Zizzers leading the Catholic Lady Irish from Springfield 13-4 here in the first quarter with a minute 19 to go. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Hafer with it down the left corner. That's McWilliams. Now back up top to Hafer. Lucy Hafer gets the screen. Kicks it over to Scharnhorst on the right wing. Down in the post now, Ashley Colton, and she traveled with the basketball. Turnover on the Lady Zizzers. And it's full court pressure now by the Lady Zizzers. And bringing it up, that is Horsigan. And the three is going to be no good. Ball is knocked around. Lucy Hafer finally picks it up. And she'll bring it up for the Lady Zizzers across the timeline. Scharnhorst on the left wing. Wahome down on the block. Back to Scharnhorst. She'll fire a three from the baseline. It's good. Zoe Scharnhorst with the Community First Baking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove is there, three-pointer. Lady Zizzers up 12 with 28 seconds to go in the first quarter. Wiseman with it. Up top, Catholic. Gives it to Hine on the left wing. Hine's going to try to drive. She does. We've got a foul on West Plains. And West Plains continuing to bail out Catholic by fouling. Zoe Scharnhorst picks up the foul, her first 14 foul. But it's going to put Hine on the free throw line for Catholic, shooting two with 15 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And Hine hits the free throw. That's her second point of the ball game. Second free throw from Hine is good. She's got three. Lady Zizzer lead is 10. Scharnhorst. And she threw it too high, trying to hit McWilliams cutting across the baseline, and the pass was too high. Turnover on Lady Zizzers, and we had to go get the basketball. It went up about the sixth row down there. Now we're ready to go. Wiseman will throw it in with 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. With the basketball, that's Horsigan. Horsigan across the timeline. Zoe Scharnhorst gets a hand on it. Here come the Lady Zizzers. Scharnhorst puts it up. No good. At the end of one, it's 16-6. Lady Zizzers with the lead, and we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Hey there, pizza lovers. Craving a feast without breaking the bank? Well, you're in luck. Dive into the Season of Savings event at Pizza Inn with their mouth-watering $9.99 all-day pizza buffet. Unlimited pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. Bring your family, bring your appetite, and savor the savings at Pizza Inn. Hurry, this deal won't last long. Head to Pizza Inn in West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware. And hey, Pizza Inn gift cards make great stocking stuffers.
Since 1984, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been your trusted partner for home medical equipment. They're dedicated in continuing serving our community for years to come with compassionate care. Whether it's oxygen, CPAP machines, wheelchairs, or any other home medical equipment, you'll find it at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They deliver, set it up, and file the insurance for you while working with your doctor. Visit them today at homemedicalwp.com. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, where they're focused on your health.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to O'Reilly Family Event Center on the campus of Drury University in Springfield. First round action of the Pink and White Tournament. West Plains Lady Scissors lead the Catholic Lady Irish 16-6 as we start the second quarter of play. And I believe it's going to be Catholic basketball to start the second quarter. Lady Scissors will have McWilliams, Hafer, Shrub, Peterson, and Green in the ballgame to start the second quarter. And it's Horgerson with the basketball up top. She'll go to the left wing. And it's Jillian Green with a steal, and she steps on the out-of-bounds line. So it'll go right back to Catholic over on the side, right in front of the Lady Scissor bench. Farmer will throw it in. And now we got a foul on McWilliams. McWilliams is trying to reach in and steal the basketball. Her first team foul. And Catholic will throw it in again on the side. It'll be Farmer to throw it in, and Peterson steals the basketball. Shaylee Peterson gives it up to McWilliams, across the timeline, left side to Green. Green's going to fire a three from the left wing. It's no good. Peterson gets the rebound, puts it up and in. Peterson now with 4 points in the ball game. Scissor lead is now 12. Horsigan comes up the floor, gives it to Clayton on the baseline, and she's going to get fouled. Clayton going to free throw line to shoot two. And that's going to be Lucy Hafer's first foul. Second team foul on Lady Scissors. Clayton at free throw line to shoot two. Clayton lined up on the wrong line, finally scoots back, and she makes the first free throw. Second free throw coming up for Clayton. And it's no good. Wiseman on the rebound. She'll put up a shot from the left wing. It's good. And that's going to be a two-pointer for Wiseman, her first basket. And turnover by Lady Scissors. Wiseman bringing it up the floor. She's going to get fouled by Green. Wiseman going to the free throw line to shoot two. And the Lady Scissors continue to bail out the Catholic Lady Irish. Third team foul here, 7 minutes to go in the first half. And Wiseman hits the free throw. Catholic right now has 5 of their 10 points on the free throw line. Make it 6 of 11. All right, McWilliams will bring it up on the right side. Now up top, Green with it. Hafer on the left side. Hafer trying to get inside, kicks it out to Shrub. She'll fire a three from the right side. No good. Rattled around, came out. Clinton with the rebound. Here comes Pine with the basketball up ahead. She'll get it up to Phipps. Phipps will bring it out. Clinton up top. Right side now. Hines going to drive. Shot up, no good. And Shrub with the rebound for Lady Scissors. Shrub will bring it up the floor. Lady Scissors will set the offense. Peterson down to Green. Hafer with it now. Hafer. Peterson's going to fire a three top of the key, and it's good. Shaylee Peterson with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove is there, three-pointer. Lady Scissors up by 10. And there's a turnover on Catholic. It'll be Lady Zither basketball at half court. And Grace Thurston is going to check in. And now Hafer is going to come out. Scharnhorst will come back in for Lady Zither. McWilliams with the basketball. Across the timeline. Now she'll go right side. Kicks it out to Scharnhorst. They'll go green down on the block. Turnaround is no good. Peterson with the rebound. Puts a little half hook up there and in. Shayla Peterson. Zither's up by 12 with 5:55 to go here in the first half. And here comes Farmer on the left wing for Catholic. Farmer, guarded by Shrub. And now Horskin gives it to Wiseman. Hines going to drive. Blocked by Green. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. McWilliams will bring it up to the floor. McWilliams puts the floater up, and it's good. McWilliams scores her first points of the ball game. Catholic wants a timeout, 5:33 to go first half. Zizzers lead at 25-11. And we are going to be coming back in, I believe, it's a 60-second timeout. Listen, ladies, Zizzer basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull-behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Here's Dr. Jason McConnell on our uniquely active population and keeping them moving.
Around here, our patients in their 70s, 80s, and 90s are doing things you wouldn't normally expect for their age. It's a blessing to live in such an active community where staying active is a way of life. At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, it's our privilege to help keep them on the go.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Event Center on the campus of Drew University. Pink and white tournament first round action. Lady Zizzers leading Catholic Lady Irish 25-11. Catholic with the basketball. Wiseman down the lane, and it will not fall. Peterson with the rebound gives it up to Scharnhorst. Scharnhorst bringing it up the floor right down the lane. She's going to get fouled, miss the layup, but she'll be shooting two for the Lady Zizzers. And I think that's going to go against Fifth. And it is. That'll be Fifth's first foul. First team foul on Catholic here in the second quarter. 5:11 to go first half. Scharnhorst hits the first free throw. She's got 7 in the ball game so far. And Lady Zizzers up by 15. And the second one wouldn't go, but Peterson underneath. And I don't understand how that wasn't a foul, but anyway, here comes Catholic. And Scharnhorst knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Catholic ball on the side. I can tell you Coach Otter was not happy that Peterson didn't get, they didn't call the foul on Peterson there on the shot. Here's Phipps with it on the right side. Phipps all the way down on the baseline, knocked out by Scharnhorst, and it'll be Catholic ball on the baseline. Wiseman will throw it in on the baseline, and a 3 is going to be an air ball. Scharnhorst picks it up, and she'll bring it up the floor for the Lady Zizzers. Scharnhorst on the left wing. She's going to fire a 3. It's good. Zoe Scharnhorst with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mount Grove, and spare 3-pointer. Lady Zizzers have opened up an 18-point lead with 4.5 to go first half. Farmer with the basketball on the right side. Now she'll go up top. And Scharnhorst steals the basketball. Now she'll give it up. Here's Colton. Colton is going to get fouled. Let's see who they call that one on. A blocking foul on one of the Lady Irish. And I believe that's Fifth. No, Wiseman, her first, second team foul on Catholic. And Ashley Colton misses the first free throw. Delani Wahomey and Jillian Green back in. Zoe Shrub and Shaylee Peterson come out for the Lady Scissors. Colton's second free throw is up, and it's good. Colton now with 3 points in the ball game. Lady Scissor lead is 19. Here comes Hine with a basketball on the left wing, and she just double dribbled, and they didn't call it. And now stepping out of bounds is Webster. It'll be Lady Scissor basketball. That's the scores too. 4:12 to go in the first half. McWilliams will bring it across the timeline. McWilliams to the right side. Green on the right side will put up the long shot. No good. And Ashley Colton almost had it. Dives out of bounds. Can't save it. It'll be Catholic basketball. Wiseman will throw it in. Not quite half court. Hine with the basketball. Lady Scissors full court man-to-man defense. Hine to bring it across the timeline. And she just traveled with the basketball. Zoe Scharnhorst putting some pretty good pressure on Hine there. 3:49 to go here in the first half. Lady Scissors lead at 30-11. McWilliams will walk it up the floor across the timeline. To the right side, McWilliams. Back up top, fuel fire, and it's good. McWilliams now with 4 points in the ball game. Catholic brings it up. That'll be Wiseman on the left wing. Up top. On the right side, that's Hine. Hine trying to get in the lane, and Wahomey blocks the shot. Here comes McWilliams for the Lady Scissors. McWilliams, she was going to shoot a three this time. It's no good. Wahomey with the rebound. A lot of contact. Goes out of bounds. It'll be off of Catholic. It'll be Lady Scissors basketball. And these three officials are letting a lot of contact go in this ball game. Both ways, by the way. McWilliams up top to Wahomey. Shornhorst. They'll go down to Colton on the block. Ashley, and she'll throw it out. Green will run down the loose basketball. Back to Scharnhorst now up top. Scharnhorst, Green on the right side, and she shuffled her feet before the shot. Another turnover on the Lady Scissors. 32-11 is your score. 2:50 to go here in the first half. Wiseman across the timeline for Catholic. Left side. That would be Webster. Down the corner is Hine on the left side. Up top now. And McWilliams steals the basketball. McWilliams coming the other way. Scharnhorst jumper is no good. Wahomey is there. Couldn't get the rebound. Back up and in. McWilliams with the putback. She's got six. Lady Scissors up by 23 with 2:11 to go in the first half. Wiseman and out of the corner, it's no good. Rebound Ashley Colton for the Lady Scissors. McWilliams will bring it up the floor. McWilliams looking up top. Now she's going to go to the right side. Now Green. Green pulls up for the jumper. It's no good, but Wahomey's there for the rebound and putback. And the Lady Scissors have opened up a 25-point lead here with a minute 40 to go. Hine is going to get fouled. Didn't matter if she went ahead for the shot because Wahomey blocked it. And we're waiting to see who they call the foul on. West Plains doesn't have a 21. Ashley Colton, her second foul. 14 foul on Lady Scissors. And it'll be Lady Scissor basketball as Catholic loses it out of bounds. Minute and a half to go, first half. Lady Scissors up by 25. Abby Hilt in the ball game for the Lady Scissors. Paper with it on the left wing. She'll dribble up top. Scharnhorst on the right side. Gives it up to Hilt. Hill thought about a three, then decided not to. Abby Hill, she's only like 5'6", and Jillian Green just threw it over Abby's outstretched hand. So you've got 5'10", throwing it over to 5'6", I think she is. I don't know. We may have to check her. She may be 5'4". I don't know. Wiseman all the way to the basket and misses the layup. Here comes Scharnhorst the other way in traffic, and they're going to say she traveled. And no, they're going to say it's Lady Zizzard ball under the baseline. Abby Hilt will throw it in. So Hilt looking to go up top. That's Wahomie with it. Lucy Hafer on the left side trying to get inside. Got a blocking foul on Catholic. And that one is going to go against. Well, let's see. Catholic doesn't have a number one. I don't know who that foul went on. Scharnhorst to come out of the ball game. Lucy Hafer is going to throw it in. And now they're trying to say, okay, not one. Who was it? Now they're going to say it was Webster. So that's her first. All right, Lady Zizzers throw it in. Hafer gets it to Jillian Green. Turnaround jumper is no good. And Catholic Lady Irish have had a hand in Jillian Green's face. Every shot is contested by Green. And Green just went in and blocked Clayton's shot. Zoe Shrub will bring it up the floor for the Lady Zizzards across the timeline with 32 seconds. Paper on the right side. She'll drive. Kicks it up top to Green. Abby Hilt back to Green. Shrub with it. Lady Zizzards are trying to get. Ball is on the floor. Now we've got a jump ball, and it'll go to Catholic with 19 seconds to go in the first half. Lady Zizzards leading by 25. Wiseman will bring it up the floor, across the timeline. There she goes down the lane again, and Abby Hilt just took it away from her. Lucy Hafer coming the other way. Hafer trying for the layup, no good. And Green taps it to Hafer, but Hafer's foot was still on the out-of-bounds line. Turnover on Lady Zizzers. 3 seconds to go in the half. Catholic with the basketball. And Hines going to shoot it, and it's no good. At the half, 36-11 is your score. Lady Zizzers with the lead. We'll take a break, and we'll come back in 3 minutes. With your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. You're listening, Ladies Is a Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Hurst Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Looking for the ultimate off-road adventure? Mahindra Roxer at Hurst Feed and Farm Supply has incredible year-end deals. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit, or take a massive $3,000 cash discount on this all-steel beast. With cash discount savings, Roxer start at just $17,500. Visit your locally owned Hurst Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. But hurry, these deals won't last long.
Hurst Feed and Farm Supply, they're more than up on store.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Don't let a weak battery leave you stranded on these colder days. Have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is key to keeping you going down the road safely. At Don's, their routine maintenance services include oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, cooling system, and freeze protection check, and a lot more. And if you need tires, there's rebates up to $200 on select sets right now. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
The year-end sales event is going on now at EdgeLearn Harper Farm Equipment. Get the Kubota L2502 compact tractor for just $322 per month, or the Kubota L3302 compact tractor for just $385 per month, both with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Plus, get great tractor package deals too during the year-end sales event going on now at EdgeLearn Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. Now through December 31st, 2024, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information. When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs, they supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Event Center on the campus of Drew University in Springfield. First round action of the Pink and White Tournament. And we're at halftime with the West Plains Lady Zizzers leading Springfield Catholic Lady Irish 36-11 here at the half. It is your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. For the Lady Zizzers, being led by Zoe Scharnhorst with 10 points here in the first half. Shaylee Peterson has 9, 6 for Ainsley McWilliams, 4 points for Jillian Green, 2 points for Zoe Shrub, 2 for Delani Wahome, and 3 points for Ashley Colton. Nobody is in foul trouble, and the Lady Zizzers have hit 3 three-pointers here in the first half. For the Lady Irish, being led by Wiseman with 4. Farmer has 3. Hine has 3. Cleeton has 1. And Lady Irish have 1 three-pointer here in the first half. And it's been a very physical ball game. A lot of contact. And they haven't called it very close here in this game. As a matter of fact, it's been called very loosely here in the first half. A lot of bodies flying and people getting hit and hacked on and trying to take charges and no calls being made at all. So it's a very physical ball game both ways. But the Lady Zizzers have a 36-11 lead over the Springfield Catholic Lady Irish. Now the winner of this ball game will play at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They will take on the winner of the next game between El Dorado Springs and Lebanon. Loser of this game will play at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the Wise of Gym here, Drew, against the loser between El Dorado Springs and Lebanon. The winners will face off at 5 o'clock right here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center. So if the Lady Zizzers can keep it up here for one more half, they will be playing at 5 o'clock right here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center tomorrow afternoon. And second-round action winner's bracket play of the Pink and White Tournament. All right. We'll take another break here. It's the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic, Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter for you. Listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
From your first paycheck to your first home. Starting your own business or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains. The number one sales team in West Plains and Howell County specializing in personal relationships is Sean Duggan's group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugansGroup.com. Find them on Facebook, call the office at 417-257-2733 or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say, go Zip!
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Time now for Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Event Center on the campus of Drew University in Springfield. Pink and white tournament action, first round action. And here at the half, Lady Zizzers lead the Catholic Lady Irish 36-11. Hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. Lady Zizzers will start the same five they started the ball game with. Scharnhorst, Peterson, McWilliam, Green, and Lucy Hafer. And as we take a look, Catholic looks like they're going to start the same five they start the ball game with. And it'll be Catholic basketball to start the third quarter. And we are ready. Wiseman will inbound to Phipps. Lady Zizzers still in that full court, man-to-man. And Hine with the basketball. Left side, Wiseman going to drive the baseline. Shot up, no good. And rebound comes down to Peterson of West Plains. McWilliams coming down the floor. Kick and get it to fall. Peterson got the shot messed now. She's going to get fouled on the second putback. Jalen Peterson going to the line to shoot two. That's the first on Hine, first team foul on Catholic third quarter. And Peterson misses the first free throw. Peterson can get into double figures if she can hit this free throw. And she does. So Peterson now with 10 in the ball game. And it's a 26-point lead for the Lady Scissors. Wiseman with the basketball on the left wing. Now she'll take it back up top. Goes over to Farmer on the right side. And they tried to get it to Cleeton down on the baseline on the block. And Cleeton lost it out of bounds. So it'll be Lady Scissors ball. And now Catholic full court man-to-man now. McWilliams will bring it up the floor across the timeline. McWilliams kicks it out to Green. Green coming down the lane, scores on the layup. Jillian Green with six in the ball game. Lady Scissors now have a 28-point lead. Wiseman with it right now. Wiseman, left side, Hafer knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Catholic ball along the side. And Wiseman will throw it in. Lady Scissors with a lot of pressure. And Cleeton almost lost it. Now she'll give it up to Phipps. Phipps over to, that's Farmer. Farmer, top of the key. Phipps on the left side, shot up. It's no good. And there's going to be a foul, I believe, on Ainsley McWilliams of Lady Scissors. That'll be her second. First team foul on Lady Scissors here. Catholic will inbound on the baseline. And it goes up top to Phipps. Now Farmer with it on the left wing. Farmer dribbling up top. She has carried the ball, no call. On the left side, Hain. And Farmer, now it's Phipps. Phipps trying to drive down inside, and Zoe Scharnhorst blocks the shot. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Catholic ball on the baseline. Ashley Colton going to check in for the Lady Scissors. Lucy Hafer going to get a breather here. 6:21 to go, third quarter. Lady Scissors up by 28. Up top to Cleeton. That's where Catholic goes with the ball. Now Phipps with it on the left wing. Phipps up top, gives it to Farmer. On the right side, that's Hain. They try to go inside. Jillian Green just picked a foul over the back of Cleeton. It'll be her second team foul on Lady Scissors here in the third quarter. And now Horskin comes in. Cleeton will go out for Catholic. Wiseman throws it in. Farmer up top. Shot is good. Three-pointer for Alice Farmer. That's her second three of the ball game. And it's back to a 25-point Lady Scissors lead. McWilliams kicks it out. Green going to drive the baseline. Easy layup. Jillian Green now with eight. And it'll be Phipps bringing it up for Catholic. Phipps up top of the key, right side to Farmer on the wing. Farmer backing up now. Phipps with it up top. On the left side now. Gives it up. And Hine with a long three, no good. And Green hits the deck. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Lady Scissors basketball, I believe. And Green took a shot right there, but she's up and going. It's going to take more than that to put her down. Ashley Colton underneath, shot up, no good. And the rebound to Hines. Wiseman up the floor to Farmer. Farmer on the left wing. And Catholic wants a timeout. 5:06 to go, third quarter. It's 41-14. Lady Scissors with the lead. And we're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Scissors Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Since 1984, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been your trusted partner for home medical equipment. They're dedicated in continuing serving our community for years to come with compassionate care. Whether it's oxygen, CPAP machines, wheelchairs, or any other home medical equipment, you'll find it at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They deliver, set it up, and file the insurance for you while working with your doctor. Visit them today at homemedicalwp.com. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, where they're focused on your health.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Event Center. Drury University in Springfield, pink and white tournament action, first round action. Lady Zizzers lead Catholic Lady Irish 41-14, 5:06 to go in the third quarter. When these two teams met the first time in the Fairgrove tournament, the Plains won it by 37 over Catholic, 75-38. Catholic with the basketball. Wiseman in the lane, and she stopped, and Green ended up on her back. That'll be the third on Green. Third team foul on Lady Zizzers. Hafer's going to come in, and Green's going to have to come out. And up top, they go inside Horsigan. Now Farmer, and Farmer's going to miss the shot from the left side. Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams brings it up. Hafer on the left wing. Cross court to Scharnhorst. Zoe will put the shot up. It's no good. Air ball. And it's Wiseman. And here comes Wiseman out of the pack. And she's headed the other way. We got everybody on the floor fighting for it down there. It's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to go to the Lady Zizzers. Zoe Shrub going to check in. And Zoe Scharnhorst going to get a breather for Lady Zizzers. Shrub to throw it in to McWilliams. McWilliams back to Shrub. Shrub across the timeline. And she's tripped up. And that one, I believe. And that's Phipps picking up her second team foul on Catholic. Lady Zizzers will inbound at the scorer's table. Shrub gets it to McWilliams. McWilliams will call out the play, and they'll set the offense. Right side to Hafer on the wing. And they try to get it into Colton, and Ashley Colton locked the arm up with Hines. Colton going to pick up the foul that time. That'll be her third. 14 foul on Lady Zizzers. Catholic with the basketball. It'll be Hine with it on the left side. Hine gets it to Farmer. Farmer, now it's Hine. Hine going to shoot the shot. That's an air ball. Goes out of bounds. And that was an air ball three right there. Lady Zizzers with it. Zoe Shrub will throw it in. Catholic, full court, man-to-man. And miscommunication, McWilliams. And it's Farmer scoring on the steal. Here comes McWilliams the other way. She's got Farmer right on her hip. McWilliams up top now. 3:45 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers lead at 41-16. McWilliams backs it out. Now Hafer on the left wing. And it's stolen away by Catholic. Here comes Catholic with a two-on-one. And Colton is going to foul. She'll pick up her fourth foul that time. And that'll send the Hine to the free throw line to shoot two. And that's the 15th foul on Letty Zizzer. So for the next 3 minutes, 27 seconds, Catholic will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws for every foul that's planned to commit. Hine misses the first free throw. Now Wahomie and Scharnhorst come in. Hafer and Colton will come out for the Letty Zizzers. Phipps will come out, and into the ball game is Webster for Catholic. Hines' second free throw is no good. Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams will bring it up the floor across the timeline. McWilliams trying to get to the right side. Wiseman. And Plains is going to call a timeout before the 5-second call. And we're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Yeah. Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Drury University. O'Reilly Family Event Center. Lady Zizzers lead the Catholic Lady Irish 41-16 with 3:12 to go here in the third quarter. First round action of the Pink and White Tournament. Lady Zizzers will inbound. Peterson gets it to McWilliams. Over to Scharnhorst now. Scharnhorst up top. They'll give it to Wahome up top. She'll come right side. Now Peterson with it. She'll come to the right wing. They'll give it back to McWilliams, who will fire the three. It's good. Ainsley McWilliams with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. She's got 9 in the ball game. Lady Zizzers have opened up a 28-point lead here. And Wiseman almost lost it. Hine falls down. Wiseman knocked her own player down. Horskin with the basketball on the right wing. Horskin trying to now kick it out. Webster with the basketball is stolen by Zoe Shrub. Here come the Lady Zizzers the other way. 2:20 to go, third quarter. Peterson on the right wing. Back to Shrub. They'll go over to Scharnhorst on the left wing. Zoe down to Peterson, who will fire the three. It's good. Shaylee Peterson with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. And the Lady Zizzers are now up 31 points on Catholic. And ball is stolen away by the Lady Zizzers. Wahome picks it up. Scharnhorst coming the other way. In the corner, Shrub will fire the three. Zoe's shot missed. Peterson's going to get fouled as she goes to the basket. She'll shoot two. See who the Catholic foul is on. It's going to be on Webster. That'll be her second. Third team foul on Catholic. Shaylee Peterson to the free throw line to shoot two. And she missed the first one off the back iron. Shaylee Peterson so far with 13 points in the ball game. She leads the Lady Zizzers in scoring this afternoon. Second free throw is up, and it's no good. And rebound comes down to Catholic. Wiseman will bring it up all the way down the right corner. Now they try to go inside, knocked out of bounds by Wahome. And it'll be Catholic ball on the baseline. Wiseman will throw it in under the Catholic basket. And they'll go up top to Cleeton. Cleeton will give it up to Hine. Hine up top. And now Wiseman on the right wing. Wiseman trying to get inside. She does, misses the shot. And she comes out of the pack with a basketball. Three-pointer is no good. And Wahome with the rebound for Lady Zizzers gives it to McWilliams. And Wahome is going to get called for a push on Hine. That'll be Wahome's first foul. That will send, well, it'll be two. So Hine is going to go to the free throw line to shoot two for Catholic. Lady Zizzers over the limit. Minute 12 to go, third quarter. Hine hits the free throw. She's got 4 points. Wahome comes out. Lucy Hafer back in for the Lady Zizzers. Hines' second free throw is no good. And loose basketball. Cleeton has it. Puts the shot up. No good. That goes out of bounds underneath. And it's going to be Lady Zizzer basketball, I believe. So a minute six to go, third quarter. Lady Scissors up by 30 points. Scharnhorst with a basketball. Scharnhorst will bring it up across the timeline. Shrub will fire a three. It is no good. Wiseman with rebound. And here comes Catholic the other way. Hine on the right wing, down the right corner at fifth. And now we've got a foul on Lady Scissors underneath. And Lucy Haver just picked up her second, I believe. And now that will put Izzy Horshkin free throw line to shoot two. And she missed the first one. Lady Scissors have been called for six fouls, I believe, here in the third quarter. Only three on the Catholic. She makes the second free throw. That's her first point of the ball game. McWilliams crossed the timeline. She'll put it up. It's no good. Air ball three. With 39 seconds to go, third quarter. And Catholic with the basketball, trailing by 29. Wiseman with it. Remember, if it's a 30-point lead or more in the fourth quarter, turbo clock goes into effect. Wiseman with the basketball. She just traveled with it, no call. Now they go down on the block with Clinton. She missed it. And inside, no good. Wiseman is going to get the rebound and a foul on Lady Scissors. And McWilliams picks up her third foul. Wiseman has the free throw line for Catholic. And fouls are starting to get a little lopsided here in the third quarter. Wiseman, that's her fifth point of the ball game. She hits it. So Abby Hilt comes in and McWilliams comes out. Wiseman's second free throw is going to be good as well. Lady Scissors are letting Catholic get back in this ball game a little bit. It's a 27-point lead. Hafer will drive inside, shot up. She's going to get fouled. Lucy Hafer going to the free throw line to shoot two. That'll be Hines' second foul, 14 foul on Catholic. So Lucy Hafer will shoot two. And first one is good. That's Lucy's first point of the ball game. 3.9 seconds to go, third quarter. Second free throw from Lucy Hafer is good. Catholic with the basketball. Here comes Wiseman, and she lost it. And that one will not count. At the end of three, it's 49-20. Lady Scissors with the lead. We are back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false, real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false, homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false, bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Hey there, pizza lovers. Craving a feast without breaking the bank? Well, you're in luck. Dive into the Season of Savings event at Pizza Inn with their mouth-watering $9.99 all-day pizza buffet. Unlimited pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. Bring your family, bring your appetite, and savor the savings at Pizza Inn. Hurry, this deal won't last long. Head to Pizza Inn in West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware. And hey, Pizza Inn gift cards make great stocking stuffers.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the O'Reilly Family Event Center on the campus of Drew University in Springfield. First round action of the Pink and White Tournament. West Plains Lady Scissors lead the Catholic Lady Irish 49-20. And it will be Catholic basketball to start the fourth quarter. 29-point lead for the Lady Scissors. Remember, if it goes to 30 or more, we have a turbo clock. Wiseman for Catholic. Up top with the basketball. She'll go. Now she'll get high in at the free throw line. Now back up top to Wiseman. Wiseman trying to get in the lane. She just traveled with the back. No. Yep, they're going to call travel. All right, Lady Zizzards with the basketball. Zoe Scharnhorst. She'll bring it up across the timeline. Zoe Shrub. And it's going to be Lady Zizzard basketball on the baseline. Zoe Shrub will throw it in for the Lady Zizzards. Shrub looking. Gets it to Green. Back to Shrub. They'll go down to Peterson inside. Travel with the basketball is what they said. So it's still a 29-point lead. 7.5 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzards lead it. Catholic with the basketball. Farmer driving the lane. Shot up. No good. Hafer with the rebound for the Lady Zizzards. Lucy Hafer will bring it up. Across the timeline. Gives it to Peterson now up top. Shaylee looking. Trying to drive. Gets cut off. Scharnhorst up top. Scharnhorst trying to drive. Now Peterson will fire a three from the wing. It's good. Shaylee Peterson with 16 in the ball game. A Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove and Taylor three-pointer. And now we've got a 32-point lead and a turbo clock in effect. Fifth. Gives it to Cleeton at the free throw line for Catholic. Cleeton will back up, put the shot up. It's good off the glass. Cleeton now with 3 points in the ball game. It's a 30-point lead, so the turbo clock stays in effect, and we got a foul on Catholic as Scharnhorst takes the tumble. And I don't know why the clock has stopped. It's a 30-point lead. We didn't even see who's the foul on. I think it was Wiseman. No, they're going to call it on number 33. There is no 33 for Catholic. Green on the baseline, shot up, no good. And Catholic with the basketball. They're coming the other way. Wiseman with it. Underneath. Shot up, no good, and fighting for it, and back up and in is Wiseman. And Lady Zizzards have it. Shrub with the basketball, and Green's going to have to save it back. She does the Scharnhorst. Peterson will fire a three. It's good. Shaylee Peterson with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer three-pointer. And now it's a 31-point lead with 5:48 to go in the ball game. Wiseman to Hine up top. Hine, and she just traveled with the basketball. I thought she drugged that pivot foot. Huh? I wasn't going to say anything. Lady Zizzards with the basketball. Scharnhorst with it. And Green now on the left wing. They'll bring it over to Shrub. Shrub trying to drive, and she's going to get fouled. Foul this time. It's going to be on Farmer, I believe. That's a second on Farmer. First team foul. Actually, it's second team foul. We don't know who the first one was on. And the three is good for Zoe Scharnhorst. Zoe Scharnhorst with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer three-pointer. Zizzards up 34 now with 4:44 to go in the ballgame. Wiseman to Phipps on the right side. Phipps trying to drive, kicks it over to Wiseman. Wiseman trying to drive, gets cut off. Back up top they go. Webster now Hine with it. Up top to Wiseman. Wiseman driving down the lane, scores on layup. Here comes Scharnhorst the other way. Gives it to Green. Green dumps it off underneath, and Lucy Hafer with the basket. And a good assist that time by Jillian Green. We have 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzards up 60-26. And we're just going to change out lineup. So now for the Lady Scissors, Cameron Brill is in. Well, they're going to call a timeout on Catholic. So they'll give them the timeout. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Scissors Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection to you.
Listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Drew University and the Catholic with the basketball. 4 minutes to go in the ball game, and a whole bunch of new faces in the ball game. And that three-pointer is no good. Wiseman's still out there, though. And now shot is up, no good that time. And we've got a foul inside. I think it's going to be Wahoming. Wiseman's going to free throw line to shoot two for Catholic. And it's going to be on Wahoming. That's her second. And Wiseman makes the first free throw. So we've got Briley Orsborn, Cameron Brill, Delani Wahoming, Julia Willard, and Abby Hill in for the Lady Scissors. And Wiseman missed the second one. Wahoming with the rebound. Willard with the basketball now. Comes to the right side. Gives it up to Wahoming, and it's a loose basketball going the other way. And can't get a handle on it fully, and Wahoming will pick up the loose ball. Gives it to Hilt, and here comes Hilt across the timeline to the right side of the Lady Scissors. 2:45 to go here. Orsborn with the basketball up top. That's Willard. Hilt with it now on the right wing. Wahoming down underneath and missed the shot. Wiseman up the floor. Gives it up to Horsgen. Horsgen. Now they go Wiseman. Kicking it out to the right side now. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Catholic basketball. And now Violet Hafer going to check into the ball game. And Delani Wahoming is going to come out. As the turbo clock is in effect, coming up on 2 minutes to go here in the ball game. And shot is up and no good. Wiseman gets the rebound and scores. Wiseman has made a living in there, folks. She's got 13 in the ball game, and just about all of them have come. Brill underneath. Orsborn gets the basket for the Lady Scissors. On the rebound. Here comes Catholic. Wiseman with it. A minute and a half to go in the ball game. Lady Scissors up 62-29. Wiseman with the basketball free throw line to the right side. Now they'll go up top. That's Wiseman with the basketball. And in the lane, jumper is good that time by Horsgen. Izzy Horsgen, her third point of the ball game. Hilt across the timeline. We're coming up on 1 minute to go in the ball game. Abby Hilt now gives it to Hafer. Violet got a jump ball, and it's going to the Lady Scissors. It'll be Lady Scissor ball on the side. Hain will come in, and Wiseman will come out. And now they're going to let the Lady Scissors throw it in on the baseline. 45 seconds. Hilt takes the shot. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Hine. Hine bringing it up for Catholic. Better shut her off before she heads to the basket. Up top they go. That would be Webster. And shot no good. Loose basketball. Abby Hilt with it. Gets it to Cameron Brill. Brill up ahead. Julia Willard now. And she's going to get fouled. Julia Willard going to the free throw line to shoot two. And this should be the end of the ball game. It's coming up on 10 seconds now. And so now, Julia Willard, and she makes the first free throw. And the second free throw coming up for Willard, and it's no good. And that's it. West Plains wins it 63.